Hi, welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm Chris Segura. And in today's episode, we're going to continue our sort of behind the scenes discussion around a previous episode, the GE episode, where we talked a little bit high level about different ledger technologies and how different technologies and different tools can help solve business problems in a unique way. In the previous episode of Block Talk, I did a deeper dive into the VS Code extension for Corda, published by R3. I gave a real high-level overview of how to use that extension. Today, I want to continue the toolchain discussion and talk about another partner of ours, a partner we talk about quite often, a great partner of ours, Truffle. If you've used the Truffle suite of tools for Ethereum development, this is going to look very familiar, but this is going to be more specific to Corda and using Truffle with a Corda development environment. So let's go ahead and take a look at what that looks like and how that operates. So here on screen, you see the Ganache tool. So Ganache is like a blockchain emulator, if you will, a ledger emulator. If you haven't seen the beta versions of Ganache recently, Ganache has added support for Corda. So if you launch the GUI version of Ganache, which this is, you see under the quick starts, I have my options for Corda or Ethereum. You see Ethereum down there just a little bit. Sorry, when I try to mouse down, it doesn't mouse down well. I've picked the Corda version. You can do a quick start, which will create three Corda nodes in very much the same way I did in the previous Block Talk episode using the VS Code extension. Instead, I'm actually going to focus on this new workspace utility here. This allows you to not only create three nodes, but easily deploy a Corda app into this node. In fact, I've already done that, and I'll show you how that process works with one that is already working. So let's go ahead and I'll click this. Again, if you just click New Workspace, you'll get kind of the same end state. I'm going to click one that I've already created for you, but walk you through how we got there. So I'll go ahead and let this load. It takes a couple seconds to load. And when it's done, we'll come back and continue our discussion. All right, our Corda project and Corda nodes have finished launching within Ganache. Sorry, I promised I was going to show you how to get to this state, regardless of where you started. So again, I've launched a previously configured project, but if you hadn't launched a previously configured project and you just started with a brand new workspace, you would have been presented with this screen here, and you see this screen has a whole bunch of different tabs across the top. But the first space, the first screen is this workspace screen. Truffle will go ahead and pre-populate a workspace name for you. You can, of course, always change it. But the only real thing you have to do is upload the Corda app. You have to upload the Java jar that's created when you compile and build this project. Depending on the project, it might wind up in a slightly different location, but you see the Corda app example that you get from that GitHub repository I showed in a previous episode. If you build that example, it'll wind up in this directory structure. If you add it and upload it, this will deploy this Corda app and this Java jar to all of your nodes, so they'll be available for all your nodes to use and leverage. I've already uploaded it, so I don't have to do anything. I'll hit cancel. If you have to upload it from brand new, just go ahead and hit restart, and you'll start all your nodes. So again, I've already done that. All of my nodes are up and running. You see here I have three nodes. Again, in the previous episode when we were talking about VS Code, I mentioned Corda apps, and a lot of the Corda examples have sort of these three node behaviors, party A, B, and C. You see here Ganache and Truffle have recreated exactly that. I have three nodes and a notary service. Each node has some unique properties and pieces here that are worth talking about. The one I'm going to highlight and the one I'm going to show in this video is this last port, this SSH port. The reason I want to highlight that is because in the previous video, the one thing we did talk about in the previous video, or the one thing I did demo with the Corda VS Code extension, was sort of this contract interaction piece, that React-like component that gets rendered in the VS Code window and allows you to sort of exercise various flows, various transactions with Corda. With GUI Ganache and with the current sort of beta environment that you have, you don't have that sort of UI environment. You have more of a command line driven environment. Every Corda node has a SSH port that you can open an SSH port in every Corda node and interact with the node directly. You can run flows directly through that port. So we're going to go ahead and just show you real briefly how to connect to one of these ports. I'll go ahead and come back here to the screen. If you're in a Windows environment, you'll need a terminal emulator, something like PuTTY, Kermit, if that is your favorite one. But to interact with one of these nodes, since they're running locally through this Ganache application, it's all on localhost. The port here that you want to use, this isn't a typical SSH session, so you want to use one of these ports here, again, depending on which node you want to log into. So I'm going to log into party A, which is 11,000. And when I hit this, the first thing it's going to ask me for, actually, we'll just go ahead and open this. The first thing it's going to ask me for is my username, and next, clearly, I'll be asked for the password. Where you find that information is if you're in GUI Ganache and you just click on one of these rows, you see all of the information here, right? You see the username, you see the password. Again, this is a development environment. This is not meant for any production scenario, so the passwords are quite trivial. But that's okay. This is just development. This is not a production environment. So let's go ahead and log in here as user one. Let's use this super secret password of let me in. And then here you see I'm on the command line. I'm effectively SSH'd into one of my nodes here. And if I did something like run a commandlet called run registered flows, you see that I can list the flows that are defined in my Corda app. And if I want to run one of these flows, if I run the initiate flow, for example, it's very, very similar to what I was doing in the previous video using the UI elements in VS Code. This is the exact same thing, but done on a command line and using GUI Ganache. Again, I hope you found this instructional. It's a very high level introduction to some of the new tools that are coming out there to allow developers to interact with different ledger technologies like Corda, like HLF, in various ways. And of course, we'll continue this discussion and look at things like the Corda Logic App connector in a future episode. So thanks for joining me today. Follow us at MSFT Blockchain on Twitter. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.